Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go.
What's up? I am so excited. Welcome back. If you have been rocking with me for a minute, I'm so glad that you are back here listening to the podcast. If this is your first time, go ahead and hit the subscribe button so you can get all the good stuff. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, okay? You don't want to miss this goodness. I'm so glad that you are here. And can you believe that it is December? Like, what? It is December. We are less than 20 days away from my birthday. I know you guys are all counting down with me. We are 18 days, T minus 18 days to your girl turns 40. Yes! So, I'm so excited. I'm not even sure why. I don't have any huge plans in place for turning 40. It is a pandemic. And so I ain't really going anywhere. I don't have these big plans. But you know, my birthday is so close to Christmas, December 23rd. It is so close to Christmas that I've already created my wish list. I have a wish list on Michael Kors website, on Amazon website. I have like a ton of stuff on Amazon, right? Have all these wish lists and I have made them public. And I am sharing the links to those wish lists with the people who love me and who want to show their love and appreciation for me through gift giving. Okay? I want to help you get me something good. That's what I say when I send a text. Hey, just so you know. and I do that because I also want to get people great gifts. So I want you to send me, I want you to have a wish list. I'm actually annoyed if you don't have one. I want to know what your wish list is at all times. I want to be able to surprise you with a gift that you actually love or that you're actually going to use. And so I give what I want in relationships, which you guys know. So since I want to get great gifts and I want to be able to get, like not to receive them, but I want to get you great gifts. I want to have your wish list. I make my wish list available. Okay, I don't want you struggling. I don't want my husband struggling, my kids struggling to get me something great. Okay, but I seriously cannot believe that it is December. This has been one of the fastest years. I feel like this year has gone by so fast, even though the days have been long, right? The year seems to have gone by so fast, but the days, and there are like times where I'm like, oh my gosh, it's only Tuesday. Oh my gosh, it's only whatever. But I feel like this year has gone by so quickly and so many things have transpired in this year for me professionally, personally, even in my faith. I had so many breakthroughs this year. And so I'm looking forward to turning 40. My birthday is when I start my new year. Like, that is when I start my new year. So I'm super excited about that. I know sometimes people don't want to celebrate their birthday. Celebrate me. Because the alternative is that I'm not here. And there was a time where I didn't want to be here. And so now that I'm on the other side of that, I'm all about, like, I want to celebrate my life. I want to celebrate your life. You turn in 23. Yay. You turn in 57. Yay. Like, I want to celebrate the fact that you are still here because there are so many people who didn't make it to wherever you are, right? They didn't make it to this day. And so I always want to celebrate that. Just put some positivity out there in the world because we tend to be, we can, as a society, and certainly as a culture, as an American culture, we can be so negative. There was this study done, I think it's like a national science study, that reports, according to this study, the average person has 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day. 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day. My husband and I talked about this statistic. I was like, you probably on the low end. Because I feel like, especially men and women who are in traditional roles in the family, I feel like he don't have that many thoughts. Like, he's not at 60,000. And that might also be why, side note, why women, we have so many words. We have way more words than men per day. I don't know what that statistic is, but I know that we have way more words than them a day. And maybe it's because we also have more thoughts, right? Who knows? But the study says that we have, the average person has 12 to 60,000 thoughts a day. And that 80% of those thoughts are negative, and 95% of those thoughts are repetitive. What? So you have 12 to 60,000 thoughts, 80% are negative, 95% are repetitive. So you are thinking the same negative thoughts, the majority of the thoughts that we think over and over on average for the average person is negative. And listen, sometimes we think we're not average, but I'm going to tell you this. Unless you have done the work, or you are in the process of doing the work, and you are very intentional about, you're very intentional about your thoughts because you have like a strategy, or you recognize this, or you realize this, or you heard this study before, or you've been in counseling. If none of those things are true for you, then this probably applies to you. Then you're probably an average person with 12,000 to 60,000 thoughts a day, 80% of them being negative. And you know, those negative thoughts can have a serious impact on your confidence. And as a courage coach, I realize and I understand the importance that confidence has on this journey for us to level up and take this courageous action. It is very difficult to step out on faith and to take this action, put ourselves out there and show up as our most bold self when we are struggling with our confidence. We can't get it together, right? Like, my confidence is kind of low. It's difficult for me to talk myself into something where I have to be vulnerable, or where I'm going to be exposed, or where I'm risking the possibility of rejection or failure or some type of perceived embarrassment or something like that. It is hard to do that. And a lot of times to get to the next level, that's what's required. You have to put yourself out there. 9 times out of 10, you have to put yourself out there. And so while I understand that confidence has so much power, it also is a very hungry beast that needs to be fed on a regular basis. And so habit number four that you want to put in place so that you can courageously level up is developing the habit of boosting your confidence daily, every day, like you are feeding yourself, like you are feeding your children, like you're feeding your pets, right? Feeding them every day. If we have 12 to 60,000 thoughts a day, and 80% of them are negative, and those negative thoughts are repetitive, and we are repeating the same negative thoughts about us, about our situation, about our future, about our gifting and our skills and our talents and opportunities and possibilities, whatever, then that is definitely taking a toll on our confidence. So it's not about, you know, this ego. I'm not talking about feeding your ego every day and boosting your head up. I'm talking about a reminder of the greatness that is truly in you, right? It's one thing to boost my ego and I'm, you know, behaving in a way or thinking of myself higher than I should, but confidence is in knowing who you are, having faith in that. And so in this episode, I want to talk to you about habit number four, boosting your confidence daily. Okay. In this session, we are going to cover the importance of confidence and why boosting it daily is an essential habit to courageously level up. Okay. Let me define it for you. This is how I see confidence. I don't know what I don't know what Webster says. I don't know. You know, I didn't look it up in the dictionary. But this is my thought on confidence. Confidence is faith in yourself, your ability, your gifts, calling, talents, and your likeliness to succeed. Confidence is the belief that there are positive opportunities in your future, right? That's what I believe confidence is. And you need to boost that. What you think of yourself, your faith in yourself and your ability, what you can do, what you've been called to do. We need to boost that every single day. The first thing is, I already started out with it. We have all these negative thoughts every day. 80% of those thoughts are negative. That's a lot of negative thoughts. So if those negative thoughts are going to impact my confidence, I then need to do something to counter that. I talk about it all the time. If we know that a battle is coming, we should prepare for it, or it's important for us to prepare for it. Just because you don't prepare for the negative thoughts doesn't mean they're not coming. Just because you don't prepare for the days where you're going to doubt yourself and doubt your abilities, or you're going to feel rejected and then question, or you're going to see somebody else and get caught up in comparison or this imposter syndrome, right? Just because you don't want to experience that doesn't mean you're not going to experience. It's a part of the journey, right? It is a part of the journey. And so the best thing that we can do is to prepare for it. You need this confidence. It doesn't matter even where your confidence is right now. You need to keep your confidence fed and boosted, because you are going into new rooms, right? You need it for the new rooms that you're going to be in. So, you know, I talk about this all the time. I was a classroom teacher. If you put me in a high school classroom and you want me to teach Spanish 1, I could teach that no prep. I could come up with a lesson plan as they're walking in the room. Confidence. I ain't worried. I ain't scared. And I taught at a Title I school. And I taught at a charter school. And I taught at a private school. So I don't care what type of demographic kids come in the classroom, I'm ready. Right? Because why do I have that confidence? Because I've done it before, because I have years of experience, because I have been successful at it, right? But when I get into a new room, when I get into a new room where I don't have as much experience, and I don't have as much credentials or training, insight, whatever, I don't have that. I don't have as many results, right? So not only have I been experienced in the classroom, I also have great success in the past. I've been very successful in the classroom as a high school Spanish teacher. There are spaces I'm trying to go into I've never been in, and there are things I'm trying, I hate the word trying. There are rooms that I'm going to that I haven't been in. And there are things that I am working towards that I have yet to master, and I don't have experience with, and I don't have the results, right, to back me up, to say, oh. And that's where our confidence comes from. Our confidence is typically built on things that we've done in the past. But there are other ways to boost our confidence so that we can get new experiences, right, and acquire new skills, sharpen our skills. And, you know, that's in some of the stuff I'm going to talk about today. But when we get into those new rooms, bigger platform, increased territory, I'm good with 30 people in the room. I think I'm probably good with 100 people in the room. I don't know how I will feel when there are 1,000 people in the room. I don't know how I'll feel when there are 30,000, 50,000. I don't know how it will feel for me to be on a stage in a stadium, preaching the word of God. It's one thing for me to preach it from the comfort of my home, my computer, my screen, I'm on live and I'm preaching or teaching. That's one thing. It's another thing to be in a new space, and it's the space that you've prayed for. And so our confidence can sometimes waver there. And the truth is, you know, it's funny that I can go into a room and there are lots of questions that I can ask and people are going to give me honest answers, right? How many of you realize, how many of you that have children realize that the terrible twos are not that terrible? It's actually these teenage years. Anybody in the room that has a teenager, who has ever had a teenager, been around a teenager, saw a teenager, smelled a teenager, was a teenager, will raise their hand. They will, yes, this is true. This is, I know this to be true. How many of you guys would like to make more money? Everybody's hands goes up. How many of you guys would like to be healthier? Everybody's hands goes up, right? Everybody puts their hand in the air. But when you go into a room and you start asking people, how many of you lack confidence? That's not something people typically raise their hand for. Yes, some of them will if they feel like it's a safe space. But the majority of us, even if we know that we struggle with confidence, we're not saying it out loud. We're not saying it aloud. We're not clicking on a link that says that, like, we just not doing it. But if we are honest, we know it ain't all good. Some, you know, with all the negative thoughts that we have on our own, there are things that people say about us, the way people respond to us, and we may be relatively equipped to make sure they don't get all the way in. But some things are going to get through. Some of that negativity is going to get through. You will have doubt. You will start to second guess yourself, you know? If we're boosting our confidence daily, that's going to help you to manage the imposter syndrome. Not that you won't ever have it. But if I have it, say in the afternoon, but I have a daily routine that boosts my confidence, then it can only last 20, at maximum, it can last 24 hours because I have a routine I do every day. So I'm not going to feel, I might feel this way right now and I might feel this way for 16 hours, 18 hours, I don't know. But when it's time for me to boost my confidence again, whatever that routine looks like or whatever that strategy is, now that imposter syndrome is gone. And it's because I have this habit and this routine. I'm not just waiting on it. So I'm not going to spend 2 or 3 days stewing on what didn't work out today. Whatever don't work out today, whatever I have when I get ready to lay down, I have a routine to get those thoughts off me. And when I wake up in the morning, I have a routine that boosts my confidence daily. Boosts my confidence every day. Even for the things I've yet to master, even for the things I've yet to accomplish or yet to achieve, I still can build my confidence in that way. It really helps to like reset. You know, if you make boosting your confidence daily a habit, it's like the reset button. I used to play Nintendo with my younger brother. He's 7 years younger than me. He's a cheat. Okay. We played like the original Nintendo. We also then played Super Nintendo. And if he was about to lose, he's about to lose his lives. He's only got 2 lives left, whatever. He would hit the reset button. And that used to make me so mad. I used to get a whooping because I used to hit him, for hitting the reset button and starting the game over. But he would hit the reset button. And then when we... After he let the button go, right? After he hit the reset button, it was like all those negative things, whatever those things were, whether he died or he lost his lives or he lost his coins or his stars or his powers or whatever, they were magically restored, right? The same is true if you build a habit of boosting your confidence daily, that when you do it every day, no matter what happened the day before, it resets. Like, okay, maybe I had, you know, a certain level of confidence and now things are, you know, they are, you know, crazy, crazy, crazy. And so they just went down, down, down. But then the next day or whenever it's time for me to do my thing, boom, reset. So yesterday I might have depleted, but today because of my habit of boosting my confidence every day, it's gone back up. And so it's like, okay, what are some of the things that you can do to boost your confidence? Because I know that you now understand what confidence means and you probably have a better idea of why it's so important for you to boost your confidence every day. It makes sense to you now. You're like, you know what? That's right. Because I can go 2 or 3 days, right? If you can go 2 or 3 days in a slump, or you can't shake something for 2 or 3 days, that means in those 2 or 3 days where your confidence is struggling, whatever pitch, whatever email, whatever offer live you were supposed to do on those days didn't get done, or they didn't get done by your most bold self. And that's what's going to attract your clients to you. When you show up as your most bold self, there is something authentic about a person who shows up as their most bold self. We are attracted to them, and we want to hear what they have to say, and we want to buy what they're selling if it is a solution to a problem that we have. If you lack confidence in your delivery or in talking to me about whatever, I might need what you're selling, probably not going to buy it from you. And that's not like a judgment. People aren't saying like, oh, she doesn't seem confident, I'm not buying it from her. People can't put their finger on it. They don't know why there's a disconnect. Like, I don't know. They don't know why there's a disconnect, but there is one. Right? And a lot of times it's because we're not showing up as our most confident self. We can fake a smile. We can fake like we're happy, change our tone up, but we can't fake that energy. Like people can feel the energy that you are putting off. And if it's not confident and you're trying to close the sale, not happening. If it's not confident and you're trying to pitch yourself for a podcast or some other type of media publication or for a job or for a collaboration or a speaking gig, it's not happening when you lack the confidence, right? And so we know that it's super important for us to make sure we are as confident as we can be from day to day on this journey. And so since you understand what it is and why it's so important, y'all know how I am. Y'all know I am the courage coach, and I could not leave you without some action steps. So what are some things that you can do to boost your confidence? One of the things that you can do to boost your confidence is to write out and say affirmations. I'm a huge fan of affirmations. It's not magic. It's science. And as a girl who loves God, I know that God created science. And so it's good. Let's go, right? I know that's science. So I'm a huge fan of writing and speaking affirmations. If 80% of what you think is negative, 80% of your thoughts are negative thoughts, then we have to then be intentional about adding in some positive thoughts. And I can't think about things I've never said. I can't think about things I've never, right? Like, not when it comes to positive. We can imagine some of the most ridiculous things on the planet, but for things to be repetitive, I need to acquire that information. I need to seek it. I need to input it. I need to be intentional about inputting it. You do not have to be intentional about inputting negative messages. If 80% of your thoughts are negative, 80% of the next person sitting next to you, their thoughts are negative, and what we think we say. So I would probably venture to say, I can't imagine that 80% of the conversations of the average person aren't negative, whether it's a complaint or venting or keeping it real, or I'm just being honest, whatever it is, 80% of it stands to reason for me that it would be negative, because 80% of our thoughts are negative and we say what we think. We say things based on what we believe. And if we believe negative things, then those are the things that we're saying. It's the things that we're hearing too, right? So change what you hear by saying your affirmations aloud. And create affirmations, not just like these generic ones, but the ones that speak directly to the negative things that you're saying about yourself. Not just like this random stuff, right? The negative things that you're saying about yourself. They hit different. Listen, these affirmations hit different when they speak to a doubt that you actually have. When they speak to a fear that you have, when it speaks to a worry that you have, when it speaks to a core lie that you carry, then that's when the affirmations, that affirmation hits a little bit differently then, okay? You can also create a playlist. I love music, y'all know that. You can create a playlist or several playlists that just boost your confidence. Like when you listen to this music, when you hear these songs, they just make you feel so good. I have an entire playlist on Spotify. You can find me on Spotify at Courage Molina. Is my name on Spotify as well. And I have several playlists, and some of those playlists are for boosting my confidence. And sometimes it's confidence in different areas. Some of my confidence playlists are gospel. Some of my confidence playlists are for the ministering I will be doing in the bedroom for my marriage. And that those have different types of songs. I need those lyrics to be saying something a little bit different for the confidence that I need in that area. But you can create a playlist of songs that boost your confidence. You can create a playlist of podcasts that when you listen to these podcasts, they boost your, they elevate your thoughts. And when your thoughts are elevated about things in general, we typically elevate our thoughts about ourselves as well. You can journal your best qualities, the best characteristics. Now listen, you need to journal your best qualities on one of your best days, right? Don't do this. This journaling activity, don't do it when you have the blues. Don't do it when you're feeling melancholy. That's not a good time. Do it when you are, as Beyonce says, feeling yourself, then do this journal, right? And then when you do the journal, then you are actually going to be, you know, more honest about your great qualities. It's easier for you to see your great qualities when you are feeling good about yourself. And also, you can journal things that you've accomplished, not just who you are and the type of person you are, but you can journal the things that you've accomplished, right? Those are just a few things that you can do to boost your confidence. Now, if you want more, you can, here's your assignment. If you want more, you can download a resource, free resource that I created for you. It's in the free resource library. Go to the website, couragemolina.org, and get access to the free resource library. When you get into the library, there are lots of resources in there, but the one you want to look for is 20 ways to boost your confidence, right? So I just gave you a couple, right? And say affirmations, create a playlist, journal your best qualities. There are 17 other ideas that I created, other ways for you to boost your confidence. So that's your first assignment. Download the 20 ways to boost your confidence, or listen, some of y'all are overachievers. So, or you can start the Bolder Morning, and you can get the free training also in the resource library as well. Because part of the Bolder Morning is the deed declaring and decreeing, and that is speaking like my truth. Who I am. I'm looking over here. I know y'all see me looking over here because I have some. Yeah, I have mine right here. And these boost my confidence. I'm rich. I'm a daughter and an heir. I'm complete in Christ, lacking nothing. What else? I am one of the most effective and engaging Bible teachers on the planet, impacting women of faith all over the world. So many things that I have in here. I am confident. I am bold, confident, and courageous. The law and ways of the world do not apply to me. Christ has set me free. I am disciplined, organized, and productive in business and ministry. Those things, I am healthy, flexible, and in the best shape of my life. Those things, when I say that stuff, it boosts my confidence every single day. Do you understand? I transform the mindsets and lives of women all across the globe through my courage coaching programs, right? I say these affirmations every single day. Boost my confidence. My favorite one, like this one right here, it hit so hard. Boy, let me just tell y'all. When I say this one, I really be feeling myself. I am one of the most effective and engaging Bible teachers on the planet, impacting women of faith all over the world. And y'all see how I'm shaking my head? I be saying it just like that. I transform the mindsets and lives of women all across the globe through my courage coaching programs. Like, boom. I say it just like that, right? Can you imagine saying that every single day, hearing those thoughts, hearing how awesome you are every day? And you need to say them aloud, right? And I say that during my Boulder morning routine. So you can download the 20 ways to boost your confidence and go ahead and get the training for the Boulder morning. Don't just get the training. Don't just download it. Don't just join the Dose of Courage community. Make a commitment to take action. Maybe over the next 30 days, I am going to boost my confidence daily by doing the Boulder morning. I don't know if you guys noticed this, but the Boulder morning, even though it doesn't encompass your entire day and it's not all the things that you need to courageously level up, it is, in my opinion, the best place to start. Like, I don't really know where to start, right? As far as free goes anyway, it is the best place to start. Boulder mornings, right? If you just want to start small, this is the best chunk, the best place to start. You want to start small? Here it is. Start with the Boulder morning. You can get that free training in the free resource library. The third thing I want you to do is share in the community. I want to hear from you in the Dose of Courage community. I want to know how this podcast is impacting you. I want to know how you're transforming, how you're changing, how you are implementing these things. I want to see that you're completing these assignments. The entire purpose of this podcast, my hope, every time I come and I record a podcast and I share it and I do this work, my hope is that you will get the tools that you need so that you can boldly show up, right? You can show up as your most bold self and take courageous action consistently so that you can courageously level up in your faith. I want you to level up in your faith. I want to see you level up in your business. I want to see you level up in your life. That does not happen without action. Right? So there's this scripture that says the first part of the beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. So the first part of leveling up, of growing, is acquiring new knowledge, right? That's what I hope to do in the podcast. I hope to provide you with a new perspective, a new way of thinking, information that maybe you didn't know or hadn't thought of or haven't been exposed to before. Right? Or a reminder of things that you know, but you keep forgetting or you doubt are true. I want to confirm some things for you, right? So you come here and you get this knowledge. But wisdom, it says, even though it costs all you have, get understanding. Do you know what that means? It means that when you acquire knowledge, that's all you have is knowledge. You don't have wisdom. You just know stuff. Wisdom is acquiring knowledge, knowing when and how to use that knowledge, and then using it, right? And so I don't want you to just listen to the podcast and like, oh my gosh, this is so good. It was so motivating. She's so right. No, I want you to talk to me in the Dose of Courage community. I want to see how you are acquiring this knowledge, taking this knowledge in that the Lord is giving you. And the reason I say the Lord is giving you, because he's called me to this work. This podcast is a part of me walking out and living out my purpose. And God's purpose has a purpose. So he doesn't have me doing this here just to give me something to do. It's because somebody needs to hear this. Somebody needs to learn from this. They need this information. They can apply it to their life so that they can then courageously level up and they can be who God has called them to be and do what God has called them to do and take possession of everything God said that they could have. So I want to see you over in the Dose of Courage community, and I want to know how this podcast is challenging you, encouraging you, pushing you, challenging you, equipping you to courageously level up. And if it's doing all that, share it. Share this podcast. Share the link to this YouTube video. Share the link to the podcast with a friend, with a foe, with a family member. Share it in your other communities that you're in. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Instagram. Screenshot. Tag a sister at Courage Molina, you know, because I can't get these messages out without you. I know that, you know, the call is for me and it's my responsibility, but I'm not meant to do it alone and I cannot do it without your help. So be sure to share it. That is it. I hope this has blessed you. And I cannot wait to see you guys doing the Bolder Mornings. That Bolder Morning gonna change your life. Commit to 30 days. Commit to 30 days of Bolder Morning. And that already inherently has the boosting your confidence daily. You can do some of the activities that you see on that download I talked about. It'll change your life, sis. Okay. All right. I love y'all. Until next time, I pray that this podcast helps you to show up as your most bold self so you can take courageous action consistently so that you can be who God has called you to be. Do what God has called you to do. Take possession of every single thing He said you can have in this life, right? It's time for us to courageously level up in our faith, our business, and our life as we build wealth, understanding that wealth is our birthright. And we leave a legacy of impact. Till next time, love y'all. Bye.